can easily understand.
Just because it's late doesn't mean we're done yet.
And the show's up. That's a penalty.
And the quarterback, you kidding me, coach?
There's still plenty more hits to dish out.
Well, he really hit the shit out of that one, didn't he? Look at that. He hit the f***ing ball. That gets a free steak.
This is Late Hits. Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Five time, yeah, stole it from Booker. This is the only live, local, consistent evening sports radio show in the city of Houston. Late Hits, ESPN 97.5. Patrick Creighton with you, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN on the HRMP listener line, on the text line, on Twitter at PCreighton1, Andrew Carlson on the other side of the glass, at the Master Controls, at Carlson Radio, at the Model ESPN, at Hotter Than Nick, and of course, on the Twitch stream, ESPN 97.5, twitch.tv/ESPN97.5, and special guest joining us in studio, none other than straight out of the wheelhouse, our very own good luck charm. He comes to Houston, and the Astros start kicking asses, BK Brad Kellner.
It's an honor to be here, man.
So
it's,
you know,
different watching you and hearing you while sitting next to you versus dealing with Houston traffic, listening to you in my car. Like, you're yelling, your cadence on air helps me cope with the traffic in this town. So I'm very grateful for that.
Well, appreciate you popping in here, BK, as today judgment was rendered and justice was delivered. The White Sox thought, oh, we won a game. We're going to run our mouths. We're going to talk all the junk in the world about the Houston Astros. And they thought wrong. They had a pitcher who's actually from Texas, who went to college right here at Sam Houston State. Traitor Benedict Arnold. Talking all that junk about the Houston Astros. And how did that go for you? How did that go for your team? A 10-1 ass whooping. In the middle of the day, on national television. And, you know, we have to kind of give a little credit to BK here because ever since he came to town, man, Houston Astros have been kicking a little tail.
I appreciate that. I don't know if I deserve much credit because they got to four straight ALCSs before I got here.
But, and now they got to five.
I'll take some love. I'll take some credit for the fifth one. And I've called Ryan Tepera, former Houston native Ryan Tepera. He is not one of us anymore. He is not welcome in this city anymore. And I find it very funny and ironic, PC, that the Astros scored more runs in the two games in Chicago in this series than they did in the two games in Houston in this series.
What?
Makes it even sweeter. Yep, 16
what?
In games 3 and 4, only 15 in games 1 and 2.
No. That can't be true, BK. Are you using facts and logic? No! That can't be true. What do the White Sox get to hang their hat on? They can't be dirty, rotten, cheap, stinking Astros. They robbed us. Which, of course, is hilarious because in the history of illegal sign stealing, the White Sox, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times, have been caught on the and put on the naughty list, including the early 80s when their current manager was then the manager, putting a little light bulb in the scoreboard out at old Comiskey Park, and fastball light on, breaking ball light off. Jack McDowell even blew the whistle on that. You want to know what happened? Absolutely nothing.
It's funny to me because the Astros were pretty much identical in terms of offensive production at home and on the road this year, right?
Yes.
They were actually the best offensive team away from home in 2021, but their splits very similar at home and away. The White Sox, meanwhile, the best home team in all of baseball this year. They were sub-500 on the road, and their splits were pretty drastic at home versus on the road. So what do they say about stones in a glass house, PC?
People who live in glass houses shouldn't walk around naked.
Yes. Well, depends on what they look like. And depends on if I'm the neighbor.
All right.
I think, like, that's the second part of that.
So if it's Scarlett Johansson, walk around naked all you want.
Yeah.
If you're Tom Arnold, not so much.
Right. It's okay. Like naked guy from Friends. I don't think I want any part of that. But if it's Scarlett Johansson, I'm cool with it.
Absolutely. That definitely works. So your experience, you just went through your first baseball playoff series here in Houston. You're on the Wheelhouse. You do a show with both Cody Stutz and Jake Asman. To your left, you have a Houston native who bleeds orange and blue. To your right, you've got a dang Yankee.
Hmm.
How does that dynamic unfold?
Guess that's why they put me in the middle, right?
You are basically the buffer. You are there to prevent them from strangling each other. And you know, no bruises on you, so pretty good job by you.
Thank you.
How does that dynamic unfold? Are there times where you just want to cut their tongues out sometimes, or does everybody, for the most part, play nice? And how much grief did you give Asman at the Yankees?
Oh, plenty of grief. Plenty of grief. Not as much as I would have liked, but I made sure I took a few jabs at Jake Asman. And we started, I got to give AC some credit because he put together a montage combining David Ortiz chanting, "Duh, Yankees lose," with all of the highlights from the Red Sox win over the Yankees in that wild card game. So we started off the day after that wild card game went down, poking some fun at Jake. And man, PC, it doesn't matter who you root for. Like, obviously, the Astros have extra animosity towards the Yankees with what's taken place between the two over the last half decade. But it's a good day for America whenever the Yankees get eliminated from World Series contention. So,
it is indeed.
Yeah.
And AC, I hope you threw in a few "Who's your poppy" chants in there as well. Because, you know, anytime the Yankees fall to the Red Sox, you got to get some "Who's your poppy?" I remember when Pedro Martinez issued the infamous "The Yankees are my daddies."
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was it. Every time the Yankees and the Red Sox played, go to the Bronx, "Who's your daddy?" And it would never end until, well, David Ortiz rescued the franchise. Turned that whole thing around. And really, since 2004, it's been way more Red Sox than Yankees.
Yeah.
Which, I got to tell you, I thought would be a good thing for baseball. And it is. I mean, who knew? And here we are with the Astros and the Red Sox. Astros, of course, beat the Red Sox in the postseason in 2017 on their just phenomenal record postseason, where they beat the Red Sox. Then they beat the Yankees. And then they beat the Dodgers. They basically beat the who's who of historic teams in baseball. The following year, it was the Red Sox getting revenge on the Astros. So here we are. Rubber match 2021, game one Friday night here in Houston. And since I'm gonna expect this game is probably going to be a night game.
Yes.
And if that's the case, then there will probably be no late hits on Friday, which means I gotta get myself a ticket to the game.
There we go.
And I'm probably gonna have to burn the entire credit line on a card to be able to afford these tickets. You're probably gonna start at like $800 and move forward. But yeah, I'm getting in the building on Friday night.
Now hold on a second. I've gotta ask you about your postseason record at games that you have attended. You're not like bad luck or anything for this team, right?
Okay. My postseason record at Minute Maid Park.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see this. I am 8-1.
You got to be there.
I'm 8-1.
You have to be there then. You got to be there for game one. You got to be there for game two. We got to start a GoFundMe to make sure your ass is in one of those seats at the juice box.
I'm trying to think, you know, back in 2000, when I, you know, Shea Stadium, Mets were going to the World Series in 2000, Subway Series. The only game I went to that they lost was Game 4 against the Yankees. That was the only game I went to that they lost. So I was 4-1 that postseason.
Okay.
And I'm 8-1 since I've been here in Houston. So I got a pretty good postseason record.
Love that. Yeah, we need you in the building on Friday.
Gotta get in.
And it will be a night game because the Game 5s in the NLCS, if necessary, will take place on Thursday, which means Game 1 of the NLCS would be Saturday. So only one game on Friday, it'll be a night game.
Yeah, so Friday will be a night game, and then Monday will also likely be a night game because no NLCS game on Monday. So that would be game three in Boston. And I'll tell you what, I wanted to play the Rays because I wanted to beat the Rays.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, the Red Sox, you know you're going to get a great, great atmosphere at Fenway. You know that's going to be wild. It's going to be fun. And I'm looking forward to it. Just like the Rays, just the Rays, you know, we've played the Rays the last 2 years. We played the Rays in 2019 and we beat them. Astros played the Rays last year and lost. So, like, rubber match. Still the same thing with the Red Sox. It just hasn't been as recent. Red Sox, of course, go from AL East cellar dwellers to ALCS. So this will be a fun series. Their crowd will be hype. Our crowd will be hype. And I'm looking forward to Astros in six.
You're saying, ooh, I like it. Astros in six.
I'm looking forward
so
to
they
Astros
get it done
six.
Back here at Minute Maid.
Come back to Minute Maid and foot on throat.
Are you insinuating that the Trop would not be a crazy environment, a hostile atmosphere?
All 14,000 people yelling, screaming their heads off. Maybe they can do some COVID era where they stick the cardboard copies to make it look like people are there. Yeah, that'll definitely be it. All right, before we hit the break, I gotta tell you about our friends at MyBookie. How would you like a free $1,000? I love free money. Well, you can get free money from MyBookie. All you need to do is make your next deposit with promo code BET975. Now, it doesn't matter if you're new to the site, if you currently use the site, if you used to use it in the past, but then you've been slacking off. Well, welcome back. Here's some money. MyBookie is the best place to bet on sports. All the lines on all the games, all the prop bets, live in-game betting, great contests. You can bet MyBookie on your phone, on your laptop, on your tablet. It's easy. That means it's easy to win, and winning is fun. You know what else is fun? Free money. And right now, they double your next deposit up to $1,000 with promo code BET975. That money goes in your account right now. So get to MyBookie. Use promo code BET975. Make your deposit. Get that cash and bet on anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Oh, one to Sheets. That's drilled to center field. Well struck. Myers back. Myers at the wall. He jumps and is off the top of the wall and over it. Good, a home run. The first postseason home run for the rookie Gavin Sheets. And the Sox strike first in game four.
The 0-2 from Rodon. Line to left field hard. Jimenez on the run. He'll have to play it on a couple of hops. Altuve scores. Bregman is in. The throw to Anderson. Alvarez gets to third and Correa behind to second. Carlos Correa with a second consecutive 0-2 pitch that he hits into left field. This one is a two-run double. And Houston has the lead against Carlos Rodon in the third. Ready for a 2-2. Here it is. And that's lined into center field. A base hit for Maldonado. His first hit of the series. And he brings in Tucker. They're going crazy in the Houston dugout as Maldonado makes it 3-1.
Here's the 3-0 pitch from Crochet. That swung on drilled left center field. That splits the outfielders. Rolls to the wall on three hops. Maldonado scores. Altuve waved around. Anderson's throw is very late. A two-run double on a 3-0 swing from Alex Bregman. And the Astros' lead is 5-1.
Is 1-0. Is grounded through the middle. Base hit Brantley. McCormick gets the wave around third, and there will be no throw from Robert. So Brantley burns Bummer and gets his revenge from Sunday night. A run-scoring single to tack on another. It's Houston 6 and Chicago 1 on Brantley's RBI single. And a chopper through the middle. Another base hit into center for Brantley to bring in a run. That's two in a row for him. Altuve jogs in to end his wild ride. And it is 7-1 Houston. The Astros, after trailing in the second, have scored seven consecutive runs in this potentially decisive game four. Altuve with a swing and a high drive. Deep to left field and long, long gone. Absolutely cranked over the White Sox bullpen. The icing on a seven-layer cake for the Houston Astros in Game 4. It is 10-1 after a three-run blast from Altuve. 0-1. A chopper to second. Altuve fields. He throws to first, and the Houston Astros will play for the American League pennant for a fifth consecutive year.
This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Late Hits, ESPN 97.5. Patrick Creighton with you, joined by the host of The Wheelhouse, Brad Kellner, BK, in studio with us. And for the first time since the 71-75 Oakland Athletics, a team that was headlined by Raleigh Fingers and Catfish Hunter and Blue Moon Odom and Vita Blue, a team that had some great players on it: Reggie Jackson, Joe Rudy, Dick Green, Sal Bando, Burt Campanaris, Gene Tennis. Jesus Alou was on that team. Not since that. They are now the only two franchises in baseball history to go to five consecutive LCS series. BK, on the text line, somebody had said, Brad almost broke his neck between Jake and Cody. care to elaborate?
I was wearing a neck brace into work one day, and that was because my neck was hurting. My neck was strained from having to sit in between both of those guys. And they both yabber back and forth so much that I've got to turn my head. You know, I'm a nice person. I'm a respectful person. I like to look at people when they're talking to me. So when I sit in the middle, I got to look left to look at Cody and right to look at Jake. And it was taking its toll on my neck. So I had to come in with a neck brace one day, man.
That sounds like a job hazard. You get some hazardous duty pay for that?
Hazard pay, yes. I did. I was able to work that into the contract that I don't have.
That is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the that A's team from 71-75 that went to five straight ALCS, they won three straight World Series, 72, 73, and 74. Astros are not going to win three straight, but they could win their second this year. It would be their third trip to a World Series. When you've got a team that's this good and this consistent and keeps getting to this level of the postseason, do you believe you need to win a second title to, quote, put the team in the elite team level?
I do, and I don't think you can use the D word, the dynasty word, unless you have multiple titles. So you brought up how the A's are the only team to reach five straight ALCSs. The Braves in the National League got to five straight in the 90s, but like they won one World Series. Well, they make the playoffs 14 years in a row in the National League, and people still don't hold them as one of the best teams ever because they only won one championship. So, look, what the Astros have done is incredibly impressive. It's only been done twice in the history of baseball, but I think you need that second title to really have your name in the mix of some of the greatest teams in baseball history.
How much of a... Of a jerk do I get to be here?
It's your show.
Because, you know, 95 was not a full season.
That's true.
So the Braves winning in 95, you know, it's like a Dodgers. Like two of the last three Dodgers titles have come in non-full seasons. And the Braves' last title came in a non-full season. So can we really call it a title if it's a non-full season? I mean, before that, the last time the Braves won a World Series, they played in Milwaukee.
Long time ago.
Not only that.
Bobby Cox was managing those teams too, right? It's been around long enough.
Not only was I not born yet, my father was two.
Wow.
When the Milwaukee Braves won the World Series in, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
1957.
Mm. 57?
It been a minute.
Wow.
Their previous championship, right? They were still in Boston. 1914.
What city will they be in for their next championship?
Las
Like they're
Vegas?
Only allowed to win one title per town. So I'm betting on the Brewers right now.
They did win in 1892 when they were the Boston Bean Eaters. Back when it was World Series was like best of eight.
Is that something John Gruden threw in one of his emails? That just sounds offensive.
The Boston Bean Eaters in 1892. But the Braves, yeah, you know, the Braves went to the playoffs every single year. And I saw the only team that they could ever beat was the Houston Astros. And, well, actually, I shouldn't say that. The Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Because the Braves tormented me as a Met fan for many, many years. And every time the Braves lose, a young boy or girl gets a puppy. And think of the puppies. Puppies need homes. So the Braves need to keep losing. So right now we're at a situation where when it comes to teams, because this was a year where I'm going to play a full season, and the fans are going to be back. And how many groups of fans wanted to give it to the Astros? And before the season, a bunch of teams and media with the Astros. It's like the Astros don't even exist. With anytime we're talking about best teams, best players, the Astros don't exist. But all the vitriol that continued to come the way of the Astros. But now we're going to play a full season. And it was like, all right, well, you know what? We'll see you in October if you make it. Yankees, they couldn't live up to their end of the bargain. The Rays, they couldn't live up to their end of the bargain. The Los Angeles Dodgers on the precipice of not living up to their end of the bargain. Does it matter? Do you think it should matter, BK, if the Astros do not beat the Dodgers in the World Series because the Dodgers don't make it there? Does that matter to you? Or, hey, win's a win. Doesn't matter who you play. But obviously beating the Dodgers would have a little extra juice if you're an Astros fan. Stick it to the Dodgers again. If the Dodgers don't make it, Is that a negative in your eyes? Or it's, hey, you didn't make it, too bad, so sad.
Look, in a perfect world, this World Series run would have been the Yankees, the Rays, and the Dodgers. But you don't control that. You only play who's in front of you. You only play the teams on your schedule. So, no, that won't take anything away from me. A World Series is a World Series. And winning this one would be extra sweet to shut a lot of people up out there. So, yeah, in a perfect world, you'd find a way to beat the Dodgers and shut all those guys up, right? The loudest talkers over the last few years. That'd be awesome, but I'm not going to complain with the championship. You never complain with the championship.
Never gripe about winning.
Exactly.
Winning always matters. So before the show, I was out at a local wing place watching the game, surrounded by about, 65 of my favorite new best friends. And in the post game, Jose Altuve comes out and he is wearing this like white, gray colored, like light gray or white hat. Dude, that hat is fire.
Clean.
I want that hat.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. As soon as I see him on TV with that hat, check please. I'm running down to Academy because I need to get that hat and I'm going to wear it on the show right freaking now.
What did it say?
I don't even know what
okay.
It said. It doesn't matter.
Okay. I don't want to like an ALDS winner hat or like an ALCS bound hat, but if it just says something related to the postseason or chasing a pennant, then I'm with you.
I don't know. It was white and it was fire.
It was
and
clean.
I wanted it. Mm. Drive down to Academy over there by Shepherd. Walk in. They got all this Astro stuff. TV cameras lined up. No hat.
Oh.
No ALCS. No anything. All they had was AL West champs. Postseason made for was just the basic stuff that they've already had. And I'm like, dude, where's the hat? And he said, oh, the hats are over here. And I'm like, no, not those hats. Those hats have been out. Where's the new hat? What new hat? Where's the new hat? The one that Altuve was just wearing on television. The white hat. Where is that hat? Oh, we probably won't have those till tomorrow.
Mm.
Killing me. Killing me. BK, appreciate you popping in with us, man. It's always fun.
Appreciate you, PC.
Late hits.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
You're listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Late Hits, ESPN 97.5. Patrick Creighton with you. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. That's your two-way sports talk hotline. You want to get in talking about your Houston Astros. ALCS bound. White Sox can suck it. Hit them with all the DX chops you can find. Somebody on Twitch just asked if I watched hockey. I'm trying not to laugh really hard at that. Because Aaron Raybould made a Twitch video of me watching hockey kind of go viral for a bit. They played it on the bench and on the blitz over and over and over and over with lots and lots of beeps for all the. That is where hashtag Saul Feds came from. If you don't know what Saul Threads comes from, it's S all the. Yeah, you'll figure it out. It was fun. You want to talk about your Houston Astros moving on, 713-780-3776. Look, this is justification. This is a season where, you know, everybody, it literally has been, just like last year, Astros against the world. It's Astros against the world. And we've talked about how, you know what? Every umpire, just like every member of the media, just like every member of every other team with their sanctimonious BS, oh, the Astros are dirty cheaters. And they screwed us. Like, we're good guys. And it's such BS. It is such mammoth BS. In fact, did you all see the tweet by, I'm going to say Mets pitcher because technically he's still a Met. Contracts don't end until after the World Series. But Mets pitcher Marcus Stroman, did you see his tweet? Because, boy, if this tweet isn't saying, hey, listen, I know I talked a bunch of junk about you Houston Astros, but, sir, please consider me when it's time for free agency because I'd like to go to your team and have a chance to win a ring. Please, sir.
When did he become English?
I don't know. Please, sir, I'd like some more. You want more? Please, sir. May I have some more? Marcus Stroman, who blocks me on Twitter because he's a little biatch. Marcus Stroman, despite being, his is his tweet, despite being angered of how everything transpired and one of the pitchers who was exploited the most in a game at their stadium. Somebody get me a tissue. My goodness, this is some grade A whining. I have forgiven and moved on. Can't hold on to hate. Life is too short. These dudes are very good baseball players who are built for the playoffs. And that quoted his own previous tweet that said, the Astros are raking on the road as well in this series. Coming from a team that couldn't score in a whorehouse with a fistful of 50s. Do you think Marcus Stroman wants to come play for the Astros and get 6 runs a game support? Do you think Marcus Stroman's saying, well, you know what? They're not going to pay Zach Greinke, and they're not paying Garrett Cole. And, well, they're probably not going to pay Justin Verlander. That means the Astros are going to have a whole lot of money, and they still have that sick, badass offense. Ooh, I could pitch there. Let me look up some numbers. Oh, wait. What? What is this? Minute Maid Park, statistically, is a pitcher's park? What? I know it's stunning, but it's true. I feel like Stro wants to be a Stro. And while maybe he's kind of a biatch for blocking me on Twitter, I could also forgive and move on if he came to Houston and pitched like a boss. If he came to Houston and pitched like a number one starter, so you could have essentially 2, maybe 3 number one starters, because maybe Framber Valdez returns to form next year when he doesn't have a fractured finger. Lance McCullers Jr., Framber Valdez, Marcus Stroman. That's kind of dirty. I like that. And you know what? If you bring in Marcus Stroman, maybe you find a taker for Jake Odorizzi. Because Well, how many starters do you need? To me, the answer is 9. But you can't have them all at the major league level at the same time. And the Astros have a lot of guys who can give you length. You sign Marcus Stroman. That's a hell of a top three. McCullers, Stroman, Fromber. Urquidy, when he's not on the injured list twice with the shoulder issue. Louis Garcia, who should be the rookie of the year in the American League. He won't be, but he should be. And we know why he won't. Plays for Houston. But, you know, here's a guy who's a really good pitcher, basically throwing it out there. Hey, I would like to be an Astro, and I just want, like, you know, Houston to know that I'd be cool being an Astro if you guys would be cool with me being there. I mean, I'm so sorry for all the junk I talked, but, you know, I'd like to have your offense. Did you see what the Mets did offensively this year?
I mean, Stroman basically just sent a you up text to the Houston Astros. Hey, you up? You know, it's a little 2 in the morning, you know. I know we may have said some things earlier. I'm mostly me, not we. I know I may have said a couple things, but hey, I'm ready to forgive and move on, baby.
So a very good friend of mine who lives in the Boston area, she and I have been friends for years, and she had this guy that she saw for, I don't know, like a month or two. And after she dumped him, he would send her random texts every now and then at like 2 a.m. Hey, where you at? Like, it's 2 a.m. I'm in freaking bed, idiot. But it would always be at like 2 a.m. And it would always be, hey, where you at? So I used to like deliberately text like, hey, where you at? Just to, and she'd laugh. And I'd like 3 in the afternoon. Hey, where you at? 8 at night. Hey, where you at? Send her a picture like, well, I'm out to dinner. I'm like, hey, where you at? And so she would do it to me. We'd have fun with it. But who does that? Freaking grown-ass adults do this. How dumb can you? Yeah, you are right. This is a, hey, where you at? Like, I'm over here. Come get me. Can you come swing by, pick me up?
Now, whether the Astros answer said, you up text, to be determined. But Stroman's just putting it out there.
Tell you what, Stroman can pitch. He can pitch, and he's a guy who's pitched. I mean, he pitched for the Jays, so he's a guy who's familiar with pitching in the American League. It's not like he's one of those National League only pitchers. Comes to the American League, ERA goes from like 2.8 to, you know, 4.9. You know, he's been a successful pitcher in the American League too. So, you know, that's a, and you know what, he makes his starts. He's not one of those injury prone guys. He makes his starts. He would not be a bad addition to the Astros' rotation, especially considering the incredibly team-friendly deal Lance McCullers Jr. signed this year. I mean, I'm not going to say he's going to regret that contract. What I'm going to say is that if he signed a deal after this year instead of before this year, he might have like an extra $80, $90 million in there. Lance McCullers has shown you he's – and I'll tell you what, when they didn't send him back out for the fifth, I was not pleased. He had thrown like 71, 74 pitches at that point. Why is he coming out of the game? If the whole reason is, hey, you know what, we're going to throw our ace because we want to wrap this thing up now. Right? We talked about this yesterday, the idea of if you throw your ace, now he's burned till game 3. He's burned till game 3. So you're talking about, you know, Fromber starting game 1, and then like Louis Garcia or Jose Urquidy, one of those two guys starting game 2, and then Lance McCullers Jr. Starting game 3 in Fenway. And like, look, Lance McCullers, 4 innings, gave up a few hits, gave up 5 hits, only allowed 1 run, walked 3. That was, you know, he put a lot of guys on base. We struck out 5, and you know, we know Lance McCullers Jr. at home is like locked down. I thought he would get another inning. And then he went to Yimi Garcia, and I was like, somebody get me some Tums, some Rolaids, some antacid, something. Because Yimi Garcia in this series has not only allowed four earned runs, but has allowed four inherited runners to score and allowed four earned runs. He's been awful. But you know what? Jimmy got the job done today. He even got a punch out. Jimmy got the job done. Dusty trusted his guy, and he got rewarded. And then Phil Maton came in for an inning and two third. Ryan Stanek came in, got an out, and then Kendall Graveman. Maybe he drilled somebody. We're going to get into that next because I had something to say on Twitter about that. We're going to get into that whole thing there with Graveman and Abreu and the hit by pitch because there was so much shenanigans going on with that. We'll get into all that next. First, got to tell you about carsforkids.org. That lump of junk you got sitting in your driveway underneath that tarp because it doesn't run. It hasn't run for 3 years, and your wife has been screaming at you, are you ever going to get rid of that darn hunk of junk? And you haven't done it yet. Or maybe that lump of junk is sitting in your garage, and it's collecting dust, and it's collecting rust, and it's collecting field roaches, but it's not actually going to run. What are you going to do with it? It's just going to keep sitting there? No, here's what you're going to do. You're going to donate it. You're going to donate it to carsforkids.org. They accept all vehicle donations, cars, trucks, motorcycles, whatever it is. Any condition, running or not, doesn't matter. And you get a full tax write-off for your donation. And when you mention ESPN Houston, they'll give you a $50 Visa gift card to boot. Can't find the title? Doesn't matter. They do the title work and pickup is free. Your donation benefits Houston Can Academies, helping to give local Houston kids a second chance at a diploma. So go to carsforkids.org or call 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Donate your vehicle right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
So, trying to get these... trying to get this thing on my MLB shop. And I keep losing the damn connection, which is annoying as hell. So, it'll have to wait till next break now. Ah. 10-1, baby! 10-freaking-1! Beat down City. Now, might remember there was a period of time in this game when Jose Altuve, in his second at-bat of the game, got drilled by a pitch. Now, it's the third inning, one out, and Carlos Rodon hits Jose Altuve. And what does Altuve do? Well, he steals second base! Bleep you! And then Bregman walked. And then Yordan walked. And then Carlos Correa with a two-run double. Bleep you! Yeah. And it's 2-1 Astros. Look at that. Later on in the game, a lot later on in the game. In fact, we are now into the eighth inning, and it's 7-1 Astros, and Kendall Graveman is on the mound. And with two outs, pitch gets away from him, and he hits Jose Abreu. And son of a nutcracker, if frickin' Tony La Russa isn't charging out to the field, screaming bloody murder, hey, he hit my guy. You got to throw him out of the game. This is ridiculous. Dude, you hit a guy earlier in the game. I didn't see you, like, running to yank your pitcher. But Abreu gets hit, and they're down 7-1. It's the eighth inning, and we've got this entire production. La Russa's screaming. Now we've got an umpire huddle. And the umpire huddle, literally, you'd think this was, like, NFL replay where they're all sitting together on the phone with New York, and instead of discussing the play, like they're all discussing what they're going to do for dinner tonight. Hey, where do you want to go? Because I want to make reservations. Because it's taken like 5 minutes. Then the umpires, after they do this 5 minute huddle, all right, we're going to issue warnings to both teams. And then Tony comes back out and he's still yelling and screaming and whining and crying. And Tom Hallion is giving him the longest leash in the history of leashes because, like any other manager, he's getting shucked. They're all getting run. Tony is running his mouth like crazy, and Tom's just like, you know, like rubbing his belly. Like, that's all right, Tony. Just calm down.
Our ass is in the jackpot now.
That's okay? Right. Oh, the old Terry Collins yelling at the umpire. And, you know,
I believe it was the same ump, Tom Hallion and Terry Collins.
No, that's not Tom Hallion.
Are you sure?
I don't think that's Tom Hallion.
I looked it up with Jake the other day. I might have been him. I think that was Tom Hallion in that rant talking to one Terry Collins. I'm 99% sure.
Yeah, check that out. Because that – no, you know what? You're right. That is Tom Hallion. He was – man, it's so long ago. Yeah, that's Tom Hallion. Terry's losing his mind. And because he runs over to him. He's like, talk to me, Terry. Talk to me. Tom let him have a lot of leeway. It's almost like Tony wanted to get run. Like he was trying to get run, and it wasn't going to happen. And like, and how cowardly. Your team's about to get eliminated, and you don't want to be on the field to see it, so you're going to try to get run. How cowardly. But if you're Major League Baseball, and one of your biggest concerns is pace of play, we can't have 5-7 minute stoppages because somebody got hit. Right, we didn't have a 7 minute stoppage because Altuve got hit. He just stole second base and then scored. Could you imagine if we had a 5-7 minute stoppage every time Craig Biggio got hit by a pitch? Nobody got hit by pitches more than Biggio. And you know what? Yeah, does a Brave get hit by a lot of pitches? Yeah. You want to know why? He stands right on top of the plate. If you're one of those dudes who crowds the plate like really hard, now, I mean, Abreu is right on top of the plate. You're going to get hit. Especially now that you're not allowed to use a spider tack anymore. Guy rears back, fires that ball, 97, 98. Oops, it slipped. There's plenty of that. And you could tell, like, he wasn't trying to hit him. When that ball got away, it tailed off really hard. Yeah, you know, there was a lot of break on that ball. That fastball tailed right into Abreu, and you saw Graveman just like, son of a B, and he didn't want to hit him. And Tony's reaction was just ridiculous. And the fact that the umpires allowed this to proceed with, well, we're going to have, you know, a six-man huddle, and then we're going to issue warnings, and then we're going to let Tony bitch for 5 minutes. It was ridiculous. There was no reason to delay the game that long. The game was already like 4.5 hours long. Which, look, I don't care because I love baseball. And to me, 4.5 hours, I'm getting my money's worth, right? But if you're trying to, you know, appeal to anybody under the age of 35, the game taking 4.5 hours in the postseason, usually not as big a deal as it is during the regular season. But if you're going to let every time a guy gets hit by a pitch, oh, we're going to have a 5-7 minute delay. What the hell's going on here? As soon as he came out, the umpire should have turned, march your ass right back in the dugout and shut up. And that was ridiculous. And you know what? They kind of deserved to get the ultimate bleep you in the top of the ninth when Jose Altuve took one 416 feet out. Ba-bomb, 10-1, bleep you. There were so many bleep you moments in this game. Michael Brantley, right? Dr. Smooth. Michael Brantley, seventh inning. After getting an RBI knock to score Altuve, Michael Brantley on his one leg, stealing second on Kimbrel. Bleep you. Loved it. I love that basically the first game after the White Sox, you know, they're feeling themselves, you know, and they all got their beer muscles. And here it is. Hey, we're gonna run our smack. Not only did the Astros beat the White Sox, they grabbed them by the back of the head and they rubbed their freaking noses in it. And they did it in front of all their own screaming fans. It was glorious. They rubbed their freaking noses in it like they were a bad dog who messed in the house. And that was freaking awesome. Paul, you're on Late Hits. What's up, Paul?
Yeah, I was just I was out delivering pizza, and I just got back in the truck and heard y'all talking about La Russa. My thought was, you don't think he was trying to get Dusty out of the dugout?
No, I think he was trying to get run. I think he was trying to get run.
Yeah, he was trying to get Dusty out of the dugout so they could continue their argument.
No, I don't think – look, Dusty's not coming out. Dusty's got no reason to come out. But I think Tony was trying to get thrown out of the game. And, you know, on the broadcast, they're like, hey, he's trying to fire his team up. Like, no, he's just trying to get out of town early because his team's getting whooped and he don't want to be there for the elimination. Freaking coward. Hey, by the way, Paul, where's my pizza?
Huh?
No love? Where's my pizza?
Well, it might be cold by the time I get it there from Vidor, Texas.
From where?
Ryder, Texas.
Where is that?
Just east of Beaumont.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, you're kind of far. It might be a little while.
Beaumont and Orange.
Maybe we'll work on that another day. That's a really long drive.
Yeah, and when they was booing out Altuve, first thing to my mind, I said, "Shut him up, Altuve," and he did it.
And that home run in the ninth was just like the ultimate cherry on top. It was great. Appreciate the call, Paul. That's pretty cool. He's out there. I mean, you're out. What do you say, Vidor?
Believe that's what he said. Vidor, Texas.
That's out past Beaumont.
It's a long way out there. That's all I know.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you guys are listening to us out there, man. That's awesome. Glad you guys are. Did the Braves just walk off and win? Why is he celebrating like he just walked off? That's Freddie Freeman. So, did they just win the game, or did he hit home run?
Bottom of the eighth, so they haven't won it yet. But two outs, bottom of the eighth, solo shot, put them up 5-4.
All right, because like, well, he's coming around, and they're all starting to come out of the dugout. I'm like, did they just win? No. Now, they're up 2-1, right? So this would be them closing them out.
Correct. So if this results holds, that would be the series winning.
He hit it off Hader, too. Oh, backbreaker. Man, Josh Hader might be like one of the might be the best reliever in baseball. And Freddie Freeman took him yard. If you get it off Hader, man, you earned it. I still hate the Braves. Let's light it.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.